This time of year is the wedding season, if you will, as couples often choose late spring or early summer to celebrate sacramentally their commitment to each other. And in this act of a profound self-gift, they entrust themselves, body, mind, and heart, to each other in loving union. There's also another way in which bodies are given for others. Mothers who carry their children within their womb for 9 months share their own body and blood for the nourishment of life within. In the world of Jesus, the expression body and blood was a way of speaking of the whole person. Today we speak of body, mind, and spirit when referring to the whole self. This solemnity of the body and blood of Christ celebrates the gift of Christ, whose entire self was entrusted to us, both in his ministry of preaching and healing, and in his ultimate act of self-surrender in death. And as this feast day is the last great Sunday celebration until the feast of Christ the King in late November, this solemnity is meant to nourish us through the rest of summer and the fall ordinary time, the way the bread of life nourishes us, in a kind of liturgical viaticum, food for the journey. Our second reading today from 1 Corinthians provides the earliest written description of Jesus' Last Supper and the church's celebration of the Eucharist. In this ancient formula that was handed on to Paul and then to us, and which is repeated at Eucharist, we are invited not only to receive the body and blood of Christ, but also to do this in remembrance of him. Do this means not only to remember Jesus' words and actions at Eucharist, but to imitate his whole way of life. In our gospel today, the 12 and the crowd have been with Jesus all day long as he taught the people about God's kingdom and restored the bodies of those who needed healing. With the day drawing to a close, the people's physical needs come to the fore. So the 12 suggest to Jesus that they go into the surrounding villages and farms to buy provisions. But Jesus gives the disciples a rather blunt response and directs them to use their own resources. Give them some food yourselves. The verb that Jesus uses here is in the imperative. In other words, Jesus says, just do it. You feed them. And as he does throughout Luke's gospel, Jesus not only fills the hungry with good things, he fills them to overflowing. And out of his deep sense of compassion for the suffering and needy, Jesus takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looks up to heaven, blesses, breaks, and gives them to the disciples to set before the crowd. With these few shared gifts, Jesus creates a community of thanksgiving, a community of Eucharist, by taking and blessing, breaking and giving the bread and the fish. Jesus foreshadows the total gift of his very self on the cross and in the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, in sharing his body in the bread of this Eucharist, we re-enter the inexplicable love of God who gives us eternal life in his Son, the risen Christ. In drinking his blood and the wine of the Eucharist, we take Jesus' life into the very core of our beings. When we gather for Eucharist, we remember Jesus is giving his whole self for us. We gather again and again so that we become more and more like Jesus. We pour out our lives in service as Jesus did. And in his Corpus Christi homily, our Holy Father Pope Francis said that the Eucharist is the sacrament of communion that takes us out of our individualism so that together we live out our discipleship, our faith in him. My friends, the Eucharist is our identity sacrament as Catholic Christians, and the heart and the summit of the Church's life and source of its unity. In the 3rd century, an early Church Father, Origen of Alexandria, spoke of Scripture in terms of Eucharist. Jesus' flesh and blood are the divine Scriptures, eating which we have Christ. The words becoming bones, the flesh becoming the meaning from the text, the blood being faith in the gospel of the new covenant. St. Augustine, in the 5th century, when reflecting on the sacrament of Eucharist, exclaimed, "Be then what you see, and receive what you are. It is a sacrament of yourselves that is placed on the Lord's altar, and it is a sacrament of yourselves that you receive." Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, in one of her reflections, wrote the following. In the Eucharist, we have Jesus in the appearance of bread and wine, while in the slums of Calcutta, we see Christ and touch him in the broken bodies and in the abandoned children. This feast day is a reminder of the fact that not only do we receive the body of Christ in the Eucharist, but also that we are the body of Christ. It is not only the ritual of receiving Eucharist that we celebrate, but also being Eucharist to one another. You know, I think that sometimes people become so concerned with the question of what happens to the bread and the wine and ignore an equally important question. What happens to us when we receive the body and blood of Christ? Do we then become Christ's living instruments of love and compassion, of forgiveness and healing, living instruments of gentleness and patience, of hospitality, of peace and justice, of unity and of mercy? And as we read in John's Gospel, we learn that to accept Jesus as the one sent by the Father to serve us means that we are to wash one another's feet and to lay down our lives for one another. This feast that we celebrate, is a call for us to do just that. Our procession around the parish campus at the end of this liturgy isn't just some colorful religious pageant. It is a statement. A stirring statement to a hungry world that we who have been nourished by the body and blood of Christ are now willing to be for others their sustenance and nourishment for their life's journey, the bread of their hope and the wine of their joy. My friends, to remember Jesus in the Eucharist is to renew our identity as disciples and to renew our attempts to put into practice the gospel values we professed when we were baptized into Christ. Because, my friends, the Eucharist at its heart is meant to form us into a way of life whose essence lies in serving and dying for others to the end. Amen.